Zunächst einmal die
BBC Caribbean Report.
A former top official in the U.S. government expresses his fears for the Caribbean should Mexico join the U.S. free trade area. Guyana's opposition leader Chedi Jagan does the rounds in Washington on the campaign trail for free and fair elections. And a general strike shuts down Haiti as people protest the return of two of the country's most feared men. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Reaction is still coming in to the recently announced initiative by U.S. President Bush for partial relief of Latin American and Caribbean debt and their inclusion in a North American free trade area. Today, the former Assistant U.S. Secretary of State for Latin American Affairs, Elliot Abrams, told me that while the Bush initiative may not represent the type of economic breakthrough the Caribbean is seeking, it does represent an intellectual breakthrough.
It shows that there is real concern in Washington about the relationship with Latin America and the Caribbean. At least there is attention being given to this issue. I doubt that the programs are of sufficient value, because you will remember that in the president's speech, he never mentions that dreaded word sugar. And of course, if he isn't going to do anything at all about the U.S. Sugar program, then it's not going to be for the Caribbean what it might otherwise be.